Meta faces lawsuit from U.S. Virgin Islands over fraudulent ads and child protection risks. The case aims to hold Meta accountable for alleged harms. United States, the 31st of December 2025. The Attorney General of the U.S. Virgin Islands has filed a lawsuit against Meta Platforms, Inc., the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, accusing it of profiting from deceptive and fraudulent advertisements and failing to protect users, especially children, from harm on its social media platforms. The lawsuit, filed in the Superior Court of the Virgin Islands on St. Croix, claims that Meta knowingly allowed scam advertisements to run on Facebook and Instagram to boost its profits instead of taking decisive action to remove them. The complaint cites internal company estimates that around 10% of Meta's 2024 revenue, roughly $16 billion, came from ads promoting scams, illegal gambling, and banned products. The lawsuit further alleges that Meta did not block advertisers suspected of engaging in fraudulent activity unless the company's algorithms were at least 95% certain that the advertiser was misbehaving, leading to widespread fraudulent ads remaining active on its platforms. According to court filings, Meta knowingly and intentionally exposes its users to fraud and harm, and prioritizes user engagement and revenue over user safety, the complaint states. The lawsuit seeks penalties under the Virgin Islands, consumer protection and fraud laws, including civil penalties, injunctions, and disgorgement of profits obtained through unlawful advertising practices. Beyond allegations of scams, the lawsuit accuses Meta of misleading users, parents, regulators, and the public about the safety measures implemented to protect both children and adults on its social media platforms. The complaint argues that Meta has consistently highlighted its commitment to safety publicly, but failed to follow through on those pledges in practice. Additional allegations in the complaint assert that Meta's platform design and algorithmic features encourage addictive use, particularly among younger users, making children more vulnerable to harm. According to filings, Meta's algorithms and product features, like feed engagement mechanics, endless scrolling and push notifications, are designed to maximize time spent on the platforms, even if that increases exposure to harmful content. While the U.S. Virgin Islands lawsuit focuses on Meta's alleged role in facilitating scam ads and failing to protect users, cybersecurity concerns in Africa, including Kenya, show that online platforms themselves are increasingly battlegrounds for fraud, data theft, and exploitation. A recent Interpol Africa Cyber Threat Assessment report found that cybercrime accounts for more than 30% of reported crime in parts of Western and Eastern Africa, with Kenya specifically among the countries experiencing high levels of ransomware detections and online fraud. In 2024, Kenya recorded over 3,000 ransomware detections, ranking it among key African nations grappling with sophisticated digital threats. Region-wide, law enforcement operations such as Operation Sentinel saw 574 suspects arrested and around $3 million United States dollars, approximately equals $387 million, recovered in coordinated crackdowns on fraud, business email compromise, BEC, ransomware, and digital extortion. More than 6,000 malicious online links were dismantled, underscoring the scale of criminal enterprises now using social media and internet services to target victims. In Kenya alone, payment and digital fraud caused estimated losses of about $29.9 billion in 2025, driven by real-time mobile transfers, phishing attacks, and social engineering scams, according to the 2025 Cerianu Cybersecurity Report. Online and email fraud were among the most common attack vectors, demonstrating how everyday digital users are exposed to risk. Moreover, consumer survey data shows that a large proportion of Kenyans have been targeted by digital fraud attempts, with vishing, phone scams, phishing, fraudulent emails/websites, and smishing text message scams, among the most frequently reported tactics used to trick individuals into surrendering personal or financial information. Child safety online also remains a serious concern. Research indicates that between 5 to 13% of Kenyan children aged 12 to 17 who use the internet reported experiences of online sexual exploitation or abuse, including being offered money or gifts for sexual images, or facing threats via digital platforms. Many of these cases go unreported, suggesting a broader hidden problem tied to social media exposure and digital risk behaviors. At the individual level, social media platforms are widely exploited for fraud and other harms. Common scams include romance and investment scams, where perpetrators manipulate users emotionally and financially, often using platforms like Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and messaging apps to initiate contact, build trust, then extract funds. Anecdotal reports from affected families detail prolonged scams involving false identities and emotional coercion. Experts warn that AI-enabled scams, deepfake profiles, and increasingly sophisticated phishing campaigns are accelerating the threat landscape. AI tools are now being used to generate convincing fraudulent websites, fake product reviews, and cloned voices, making it harder for average users to spot deception. These trends illustrate how cybersecurity challenges in Kenya and across Africa are not isolated but connected to broader patterns of online fraud, social engineering, and platform abuse, reinforcing the need for both stronger corporate safeguards and robust legal frameworks. In response to the lawsuit, Meta spokesman Andy Stone dismissed the claims as baseless and reiterated the company's stance that it actively combats fraud on its platforms. Stone pointed to past Meta statements, claiming that scam reports from users have fallen by roughly half over the last 18 months, reflecting progress in addressing deceptive content. He also defended the company's efforts to protect young users. "We aggressively fight fraud and scams because people on our platforms don't want this content, legitimate advertisers don't want it, and we don't want it either," Stone said, adding that Meta is confident the evidence will demonstrate its commitment to safety. Legal and regulatory backdrop. The lawsuit is part of a broader wave of scrutiny over big tech's role in online safety, particularly regarding children. In recent years, other legal challenges have sought to hold social media companies accountable for content moderation failures and algorithmic harm. For instance, earlier in 2025, groups of families in Europe sued Meta and other social platforms over alleged failures to protect minors. U.S. lawmakers also called for federal investigations into Meta's advertising practices after a related report exposed internal projections of billions in revenue from scam ads, prompting warnings from senators to the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and Federal Trade Commission, FTC. The Virgin Islands Attorney General's complaint seeks civil penalties and fines under the territory's consumer protection laws. Disgorgement of profits Meta earned from fraudulent advertising. Court orders compelling Meta to strengthen its safety protocols and enforcement. The case marks the first action by a U.S. territory attorney general aimed specifically at holding Meta accountable for alleged harms associated with scam ads and risks to children on its platforms.